This is TechCrunch.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Meta upgrades its AI chatbot. I'm Imran Sheikh, and get ready because it's time for your Daily Crunch for Friday, starting with three big headlines. Artificial intelligence has been in the crosshairs of governments concerned about how it might be misused for fraud, disinformation, and other malicious online activity. Now in the UK, a regulator is preparing to explore how AI is used in the fight against some of the same, specifically as it relates to content harmful to children. Ofcom, the regulator charged with enforcing the UK's Online Safety Act, announced that it plans to launch a consultation on how AI and other automated tools are used today and can be used in the future to proactively detect and remove illegal content online, specifically to protect children from harmful content and to identify child sex abuse material previously hard to detect. The tools would be part of a wider set of proposals Ofcom is putting together focused on online child safety. Consultations for the comprehensive proposals will start in the coming weeks, with the AI consultation coming later this year, Ofcom said. So Tesla is pushing forward with a plan to build an electric big rig charging corridor stretching from Texas to California, despite being snubbed by a lucrative federal funding program that's part of President Biden's bipartisan infrastructure law. But the original scope of the project could still change, TechCrunch has learned. The company had been seeking nearly $100 million from the Charging and Fueling Infrastructure Discretionary Grant Program under the Federal Highway Administration. Combined with around $24 million of its own money, Tesla wanted to build 9 electric semi-truck charging stations between Laredo, Texas, and Fremont, California. The corridor, if built, would be a first-of-its-kind charging network that could enable both long-distance and regional electric trucking and help clean up a big chunk of the otherwise dirty transportation sector. Without it, though, Tesla's promise to electrify heavy-duty trucking could fall even further behind schedule than it already is. Meta's making several big moves today to promote its AI services across its platform. The company has upgraded its AI chatbot with its newest large language model, Llama 3, and it is now running it in the search bar of its 4 major apps, Facebook Messenger, Instagram, and WhatsApp, across multiple countries. Alongside this, the company launched other new features such as faster image generation and access to web search results. This confirms and extends a test that TechCrunch reported on last week when we spotted that the company had started testing Meta AI on Instagram's search bar. Meta said on their website,
"With our most powerful large language model under the hood, Meta AI is better than ever. We're excited to share our next generation assistant with even more people and can't wait to see how it enhances people's lives."
The news underscores Meta's efforts to stake out a position as a mover and a shaker amid the current hype for generative AI tools among consumers. Chasing after other popular services in the market, such as those from OpenAI, Mark Zuckerberg claimed today that Meta AI is possibly the most intelligent AI assistant that you can freely use. Now let's kick it over to producer Dennis for today's startup news in about 1 minute.
Thank you, Imran. AT&T's recent mega-customer data breach, 74 million accounts affected, laid bare how much data carriers have on their users, and also that the data is there for the hacking. On Thursday, a startup called Cape is announcing $61 million in funding to build what it claims will be a much more secure approach. It won't be able to leak your name, address, social security number, or location because it never asked for these in the first place. Up next, Magnus Metal is working on a metal casting technology it claims is as fast and energy efficient as 3D printing at a cost that can compete with sand casting. Magnus Metal plans to sell its machines to customers, and the goal is to generate between $500,000 to $1 million of recurring revenue per machine. And finally, Screen Skins can officially announce the closing of a $1.5 million seed round. The company produces custom, patent-pending phone screen protectors that feature personalized logos or slogans that are visible when the phone screen is black and then disappear when the phone is in use. Customers can create their own designs or pick from the company's existing catalog. Phone accessories have always been a massive market, with the global screen protector market alone worth an estimated $51 billion as of 2023. That'll do it for me. Imran, back to you.
And that's your Daily Crunch. Today's stories were reported by Ingrid Lunden, Kyle Wiggers, Sean O'Kane, and more beautiful, lovely TechCrunch journalists. We'll see you here tomorrow, same tech time, same crunch channel. And until then, find us at TechCrunch.com.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.